Tow River Health District and the Yancey County School System is informing parents of an increase in the number of students with upper respiratory infections. Some have tested positive for flu. Cultures have been sent to the state lab for confirmation. Superintendent Barbara Tipton is asking parents to keep 6 students home from school and public places. The symptoms to look for are high fever, headache, cough, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, diarrhea, and vomiting. Many people have different reactions to flu. Most healthy people recover without any complications. Older people, young children, and people with certain health conditions are at risk for serious complications. The flu usually spreads from person to person through coughing or sneezing. Most people may be able to infect others beginning one day before actual symptoms occur and up to 5 days after becoming sick. It's important that individuals with symptoms or questions see their health care provider. The common medicine, Tamiflu, is only effective if taken 48 hours of onset of the symptoms. The medicine is not a cure for the flu. It may decrease the severity of the symptoms. There are steps to take for preventing the spread of respiratory illnesses such as flu. Cover your nose and mouth when you cough or sneeze and throw the tissue away. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Wash your hands often, especially before eating, and avoid sharing drinking and eating utensils with people. Currently, there is plenty of flu vaccine in the state, but varying health care providers have not received their complete order. Yancey County citizens are urged to listen to the radio or call their regular doctor to find out if and when the flu vaccine will be available. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.